Father God, we open ourselves to you this morning. We pray that you would speak to us. We say, like little Samuel said, speak to us, Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Some people, including Christians, believe that Easter, Resurrection Sunday, it's an event that we celebrate once a year, and then we forget all about it until the following year. Yet, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of our Christian faith. It is the phenomenon that fueled the movement. Christianity is not a mere religion. I want to say that one more time. Christianity is not a mere religion. Christianity is a movement. The Church of Jesus Christ is a living organism. In the words of hymn writer Samuel Stone, though with a scornful wonder, men see her sore oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed, yet saints their watch are keeping, and soon the morn of weeping shall be the morn of song. What binds the believers together amidst conflict and suffering? The new life, the resurrection life that Jesus Christ offers us. All you and I have to do is believe. It's okay to be an inquiring Thomas from time to time. It's all right to question things and have a little or a long talk with Jesus. However, sometimes we spiritualize things and we get all upset, thus the saying, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Jesus used everyday elements and symbols to teach people. He mixed mud and saliva and used it to heal a blind man. He compared the arrogance of the religious group to yeast, etc., etc. See, the fairy tale mindset about Christianity robs resurrection of its power in the world in which we live. As we know, life is not always a party. Bad things do happen to good people. At some point, we're all going to experience some degree of brokenness and disappointment. And that's where faith in Jesus Christ comes in. Faith is the connector between the promises of God and our daily life. Faith is a muscle that must be exercised. Otherwise, it atrophies, it decreases, it shrinks, and we lose spiritual strength. Then when crisis is coming to our lives, we don't have the faith to conquer the situation. As we read this morning, Moses sent out 12 spies to spy on the land that God had promised them. A land flowing with milk and honey. And when they returned, they did not agree on the report. Yes, the report was factual. The land was fruitful. The cities were fortified. And the population mixed. However, the report of some of the spies was also inconsistent. They brought a bunch of grapes to prove that Canaan was an excellent land. But at the same time, They contradicted themselves by saying that the land devoured its inhabitants in verse 32. Furthermore, they foretold their future, their destiny. They said, we're not able to go against them. Let's find another course. Mind you, these were the leaders of the Israelites. They have forgotten everything that God had done for them. He gave them manna, quail. He lighted their path. They failed to remember who heard their cry when they were back in Egypt. They failed to remember who had delivered them. Moses, their commander-in-chief, was wise and brave. He was a model of courage and strength and relentless faith. Yet they behaved like cowards. When they saw the large men, they said, we became like grasshoppers in our own sight. Let me tell you a little secret I found out during my lifetime. I found a few, but I'll tell you this one today. You compare, you despair. You compare, you despair. There's always going to be someone better looking than you are, taller than you are, shorter than you are, heavier than you are, thinner than you are, smarter than you are, and on and on and on. You compare, you despair. You see, fear got hold of them. Never compare yourself to your enemies. Always compare your enemies to the God you serve. Example, David and Goliath. Goliath, a Philistine, a giant. He was taunting all the children of God over and over and over again. And one day when little David, the shepherd boy, was going to take lunch to his brothers, he found the commotion and the turmoil. A giant was coming against the children of Israel. And David, with all of his faith, he went to the king, and to make the long story short, he said, God can handle him. And the king said, well, you have to wear my armor. And he tried it on, and it was too big. And he said, I wasn't there, but I imagine he said this later for this. You know, this is not going to work. David used what he was used to using when he was out in the wilderness as a shepherd boy. But I love what David said to the giant. We must remember that. He said to him, you come to me with sword and spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. He didn't say you come against me or you come against Israel, the Israelites. He said you come against the God of hosts. Beloved, beautiful people, in the midst of chaos and confusion, accusations, whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? Well, we're a little church. We're all tired. We're living in the midst of a pandemic. Money's tight. Nobody wants to come to church. The community is changing. Yada, 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 yada. Or are we going to believe the word of God and exercise conquering faith and trust the God who says to us, "My grace is sufficient for you. For in your weakness, I will make you strong. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. That's a promise for you, child of God. A focus on possibilities is a mark of true faith. Keep your eyes on the promises of God rather than on the problems and the situation. Use the word of God to change you and to change your situation. People who possess conquering faith do not allow problems to stand in their ways. A faith that will not confront giants is no faith at all. If all you and I do every time a problem, a trial, a tribulation comes our way is complain, 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 then there's something wrong with our spiritual walk. Whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe this report? Or are you going to put your eyes on the things of the world and what the TV news is telling you? What kind of words are going to come out of your mouth? Words that will edify others and change you and your situation, or words that will bring people down? The choice is ours. But I'm here to tell you today that the God we serve is still rolling stones, still opening the Red Sea, is still making a way where there is no way. He's still taking care of his children. You could read the book. Even during times of famine, the people of God had more than enough. In the movie, Keeping the Faith, filmed in the year 2000, I think it was the priest who said to the young man, "You cannot make a commitment until you accept that it is a choice that you make again and again and again." Likewise, you and I must choose faith over fear again and again. A grasshopper mentality destroyed almost everything in sight. When you read this story, this bad report almost eradicated the faith of the people. God had promised them that this would be the land flowing with milk and honey. Yet a few negative words from 10 spies made them forget everything God had promised. They gave more credit to the report of the 10 fear-stricken spies than to the word of God. Figure that. Friends, we cannot be like them. We must not let the words of doubt come out of our lips. Otherwise, we're just going to be a church wandering around the wilderness over and over and over again. When we could be the church of Caleb's and Joshua's, the ones who confess with God, all things are possible. For he who promised is faithful. What was the difference between Caleb, Joshua, and the other 10 spies? Very simple. Conquering faith. See, it's all about perspective. Have you noticed? This is something, another secret, something else I've learned. Perspective is more powerful than reality. It's all about perspective and choice. Those who choose to believe the negative report, that's all they will ever encounter and have in their lives. That's exactly what happened to the 10 spies and the rest of them. They were filled with groundless despair. Not only did they sin against Moses, but also against God. They did not trust God. They said, "Why did God bring us here to die? Let's appoint new leaders and go back to Egypt." Mind you, Egypt was a land of suffering and slavery. Instead of going forward into Canaan, they wanted to go back to Egypt. See, fear clouds our thinking. And this is what a bad report will do. My brothers and sisters, God is challenging us. He wants to do a new thing here in our church, in our midst. We must decide whose report are we going to believe. What is the choice? Stay in the comfort of the four walls? Because we are too fearful? Or as the late William Carey said, go all out. Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. The reality is, as pastor and author Henry Blackaby says, we cannot go with God and stay where we are. We cannot go with God and stay where we are. The choice is ours. It's yours, mine. Paralyzing fear or conquering faith? Let us pray. Father God, your word says that without faith it is impossible to please you. It also says that you have given us a measure of faith. And the kind of faith that we need is just the one that is the size of a mustard seed, tiny, but powerful. Lord, I pray that today you will deposit a measure of faith in each and every one of us, the ones here and the ones that are watching us. Not just any faith, but conquering faith. The kind of faith that moves mountains. The kind of faith that takes risk. The kind of faith that doesn't have to see it to believe it. But because you said it, We believe it. I pray that you would remove all the doubt from our hearts today. Oh, Holy Spirit, bless that heavenly dove. Pour your power and your faith upon us. Revive our hearts. Fill our hearts with faith. Help us to believe that with God, all things are possible. And now we pray that you would consecrate these elements, that you would make them to be the body of Christ, his blood, that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Let's take a moment now to silently and individually confess our sins to the Lord. Your word says that if we confess our sins to you and to one another, that you are faithful to forgive us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are forgiven. Amen. The night that